Hello and welcome to our weekly podcast of Who's Here in the Hamptons. I'm Dan Rettiner, your host, broadcasting from my home in the Hamptons, where I have lived for over 55 years. I've written a dozen books about this glorious place, and I've seen it grow through the years from small tourist towns, quaint fishing villages, and a summer playground for high society, to what it is today, a world-class resort for celebrities, artists, musicians, authors, and billionaires. In my podcast, I will bring you interviews with not only these people, but also prominent local people who have helped shape the Hamptons. Welcome to Dan's Talks. My guest today is Tris Gathers, who is a purveyor of the Carmelite system that she runs in Palm Beach and also in many other states. She's the president and CEO. Tell me a little bit about what the Carmelite system is.
Sure. The Carmelite system is skilled nursing, assisted living, and independent living. So I want to open with that. And so we are very focused on serving individuals who are 65 and older, sometimes 55 and above, if they're coming in for a short stay for a rehabilitation process. But we're located in seven states, including Iowa. We have a significant concentration. Seven states, including Ireland, not Iowa. I messed that up. I'm sorry. Ireland is where the foundress was actually born. And so she came to the United States first as a little sister of the poor. And so she came to New York and she left the Little Sisters of the Poor in 1929 because she felt as though the modality of care needed to change and became more focused on wanting to ensure that there was activities and other things like private rooms. So Mother Angeline McCrory Manor was one of the Mother Angeline was one of the first individuals to really start that kind of service in the United States. And when she left the Little Sisters of the Poor, they formed a new congregation called the Carmelite Sisters for the Aged and Infirm. So that's all these sisters do is focus on caring for the aged and infirm. Mother Angeline McCrory Manor is actually one of the homes, and we're celebrating the 40th anniversary of Mother Angeline's death. And that home is located in Columbus, Ohio. It's a very beautiful home.
Describe the kinds of services that the Carmelites provide.
And this is a really important thing because you always want to have a pre-planning, you know, especially as you grow older and you're going to start to experience more chronic disease and, you know, a broken hip or whatever. So you want to make sure that you not only know the doctors and the physicians that you want to go to, but how do you want to receive your rehabilitative care? And also, should you need longer term care services, it's really important to really have a good sense of who are the quality providers in your area. So we do provide three levels of care, independent living in some of our homes, not all of our homes, but we're predominantly more focused on skilled nursing and assisted living. In New York, we're predominantly only skilled nursing, but if you're down at our Palm Beach facility, we actually have all three levels of care. So if you ever go to the hospital, a lot of people don't ever want to end up in a nursing home. We want you to stay healthy and not being a nursing home. But if you end up needing the services, it's really important that you understand staffing ratios, that you understand staff satisfaction, because this is really the, you know, when you're in the bed and you're ringing your call bell light, that staffing ratio will say likely how quickly you get responded to. And then there's other quality measures and things that you should be looking at. So our Carmelite homes are fairly known for being high quality, and we always have a very strong reputation. And we also have a very nice donor base that we're trying to always grow because we always try to create access to care for others as well. So it is a really important component for our ministry.
So now you've opened up a section in Florida and Palm Beach. Can you tell me a little about that?
Sure. The sisters actually were, in some newspaper, they had a cartoon of two sisters blowing up the old, I think it was called the Pennsylvania Hotel. It's right on the Intercoastal. It's one of the most beautiful beautiful buildings in West Palm Beach. So it's facing Palm Beach and it has three levels of care. So we have some independent living. We have very nice catered events and dinners, and we have a pool and all kinds of activities. We also have assisted living, and then we also have skilled nursing, and that skilled nursing is both for long-term care as well as for rehabilitative services so that you can go back to the community, or you could be in the assisted living and come over to our community. Now, unlike some CCRCs, and they're predominant here in Florida, we don't charge an entrance fee. So it's not like you're buying out that full model. It's a fee-for-service model, and I think it's quite competitive. So it's a really good option for people. And the other thing that makes us a little unique is that we're also very focused on palliative care as well as spiritual care. So it's a more holistic approach to care, which becomes really, really important. If you're dealing with pain and disease, and, you know, you could be nearing the end of life, and we shouldn't, you know, we're all going to get there someday, but we should have a good plan and make sure that our loved ones are going to receive the best care that they possibly can. So it's an important component of planning.
How is it different from other services that provide this kind of care?
So, you know, there's various components within the continuum of care. And so for the extent that people can stay in their home, there are plenty of options for home and community-based services. And we always would want to see a person do that as much as they can. The problem is that often you can get quite isolated if you're, you know, really suffering with certain chronic diseases. And so one of the reasons why you often want to move into a community is if you really feel like an independent or an assisted living, is to have some interaction and some activities and to keep your mind active and engage with other people. And then with skilled nursing, there is often this component that if you fell and, you know, broke your hip or, you know, had some kind of surgery and that the doctor determined you had a 3-day stay in the skilled nursing facility, then you'll qualify with your Medicare benefit to be able to go and perhaps get rehabilitative care for like 5 to about 18 days, sometimes 20 days. But then you go home. The plan is for you to go home. Yeah. And so that's a very typical path of how people experience skilled nursing. But then sometimes, you know, you might have dementia or some other kind of need that you need more round-the-clock care. And that's where you really want to be focusing on having a long-term plan as well, to know who, you know, who you want your care providers to be. Now, you know, of course, because we're sponsored by the Catholic Church and in particular the Carmelite Sisters of the Aged and Infirm, we have access to Mass almost every single day, but also all kinds of various religions. Everybody's welcome, well, no matter what their faiths or beliefs are. But that's a big component of a person's life, so that they will have pastoral care, we'll have rabbis come in. We have all faiths represented, but it's a very important component of what we do. We recognize the holistic person.
How did you become involved in this kind of thing? Was this something you were meant to do, do you think, when you were growing up?
I do. It was interesting, though. I thought it was a different path, honestly. I don't know how many people ever remember Jerry Lewis and the Muscular Dystrophy Association. But when I was a little kid, I used to watch a show that we would have a carnival every year. And so I would go out and raise money, and we would create like balloon toss and all these other things to raise money.
Where was this?
When I was a child in Western Pennsylvania, I grew up in the country. So it was a big event that the, you know, Shinoweth residents was having this carnival. So we'd get all the kids from the area and they'd bring their nickels and quarters and whatever. But I really was committed to trying to help children. That's why I think it's so great that I actually met Vicki Schneps as well, because she has been very committed to helping children too. So my goal was actually to work at Children's Hospital in Philadelphia. So I went off to school into Philadelphia from Western Pennsylvania, and I attended LaSalle University, where I received a great education. I ended up working for Arthur Andersen because, you know, I studied finance. I picked Arthur Andersen because one of their clients was Children's Hospital. And sure enough, I got on the Children's Hospital job. But when I got there, it was really, really hard, because seeing sick children is, they tell you that when you first walk in, that it could be very, very difficult. but I knew I wanted to stay in healthcare and I wanted to be in an industry that built a relationship with the people that you were serving. So next I moved to another organization that was more involved with CCRC. So I have a pretty in-depth understanding of not only acute care, because I then went on to work for Catholic Health East, which was both post-acute, which is skilled nursing, assisted and independent living, but also the hospital side of everything. So I kind of have a good feeling or a pretty in-depth understanding of the entire continuum, you know, home health, PACE programs, everything. And so that's what's really, really important. So I did want to work in healthcare, but I thought it was with kids first. And that was really, really hard. But now it's with, you know, really dealing with elderly and those who have infirmity.
Mm-hmm. If someone on Eastern Long Island needed rehab, we needed one of the services, how would they get in touch with you and how could services be provided?
Sure. So, you know, if you would more than likely want to go to Ozenham Hall, it's a great, great home. And so it would be important for you to tell the discharging hospital that that's the location you would want to go to. And they would be sending over paperwork to us so that we are aware that you're interested in obtaining our services at Ozenham Hall. If you found that your hospital was near, you know, an arch care facility, our sisters are doing the same care within arch care, which is really just part of the Archdiocese of New York. And they do outstanding work. And I have to tell you, they have a lot of innovative home and community-based care. So that ultimately, if you felt like, you know, well, I was going to still need some follow-up care, or I wanted to get into some kind of managed care product, then it might be good for you to look at Arch Care. And then we have another home in the Bronx, St. Patrick's Home. And then, of course, if you found yourself down in Palm Beach, we always highly recommend our Lourdes Nerine facility. We have a very active Medicare population that flows through Ozenham Hall as well as Lourdes Nerine. So that would probably be the best options.
What states are you actively working in?
Sure. So we're predominantly a New England entity. So we have many facilities in Massachusetts, but we also are located in New York, where we have several entities. And then we have Ohio, Kentucky, Illinois, and Iowa, which I mentioned before, and of course, Florida. And then there's Ireland. If you want to go to Ireland, we can take care of you in Ireland, too.
Have you been to that facility there?
No, actually, I have not had the opportunity, but this June, they're going to be erecting a statue in honor of a Mother Angeline. And so the sisters will be going over, and based off of, you know, the work demands that I have right now, I'll see if I'll be able to attend, but I'd love to. I heard it's absolutely beautiful.
Have you been out to the Hamptons to visit people out here?
I have. I have to tell you that it was always on my checklist to go to the Hamptons, right? But I find myself traveling, especially I became the CEO during COVID. So I was serving as in the capacity of the chief operating officer prior to COVID. But when COVID hit, it really started to take a lot of our time. And so we're still in the process of recovering. And I have to say that I just attended a conference and there was many other nursing homes and people who were involved with care of the elderly. And we were like, we feel like it's finally over, which is great. You know, I know we always have to be on the guard, but that really has taken up my time. But I just recently was out and I met you, Dan, at the Best of the Best, I believe. And I'm still trying to get all the areas, but I am going to be attending some of the events. Vicky's been very, very gracious. And the whole group at Schneps Media, I think, is just wonderful, as well as Dan's papers. And I really thank you for getting our message out. It's wonderful.
Well, thank you very much for being on the podcast, and I appreciate it.
And okay, thank you.
We'll talk soon. Bye-bye.
Okay, take care. Bye-bye.